Hey everyone, RDD here for The Art of Fatherhood, and we're doing a bonus episode this weekend, and it's a special dedication and tribute to the McKenna family. A few years ago on another fatherhood podcast that I did, I interviewed Brian McKenna to not only talk about fatherhood, but for a campaign he was doing called Cookies for Kids Cancer to raise awareness for kids cancer and also money. It was a fundraiser. Chris McKenna, his son, reached out to me over Father's Day weekend and told me the unfortunate news that Brian passed away of kidney cancer back in July of 2021. He said they saved the website and he would listen to his podcast whenever he could, but now it's not working anymore. Unfortunately, that podcast is no longer on RSS feed, and so I want to dedicate this podcast to not only Chris and his family, but all those dads who are doing good in the world. I appreciate you listening, and again, thank you, Chris, for reaching out and telling me how much this podcast meant to you and your family. I am deeply sorry for your family's loss, and hopefully in some way this is a great tribute to him. Thank you, Chris.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
On the line, I'm very happy to have Brian McKenna. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, Brian. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for having me.
My pleasure, sir. We're going to be talking a little bit about fatherhood in a minute, but one of the things that you're doing is to help raise funds for pediatric cancer research, and you guys are going to be hosting the Leisure Village West Golf and Social Club tournament that's going to be happening August 27th to raise funds for the Cookies for Cancer. It's a 501c nonprofit organization, and it's dedicated to funding pediatric cancer research, and sometimes you don't think about pediatric cancer at all until you know of someone, or if you and your spouse are dealing with your kid having cancer. So talk a little about how you started working for this tournament and also a little background behind what you guys are doing to help raise awareness.
Sure. Last year, the golf club decided that they wanted to do something in a way of a charity event. And I proposed that we have a golf tournament. We would decide what charity we would choose. When I proposed this in December to the board, they unanimously came back to me and said, well, we'd like to do something for children. And for me, it was a no-brainer, actually, because I had been involved a little bit with this particular charity, Cookies for Kids Cancer, about 7 years ago. And the way I got involved was Founders had a little boy of their own who was suffering from neuroblastoma and was over at Sloan Kettering Memorial Cancer Hospital in New York City. As a last-ditch effort to help save his life, they were looking for blood donors and platelets donors, and my wife and I simply said that, you know, we had three healthy children that we were thankful for. We decided to go over to Manhattan three weekends out of the four weekends in October, and we donated our blood and platelets for this little boy. We didn't know him, never met him, never met the parents, but understood that they had started this this effort to help raise funds to create more treatments for children suffering from pediatric cancer. Unfortunately, that last-ditch effort didn't work, and they lost their son about 2 or 3 months later. But the charity continued on in his name as they move forward, and it is about 10 years old now, the charity. For me, like I said, it was a no-brainer to choose this charity. We got going in early January of this year, and I contacted the charity, told them what we wanted to do, and we logged in the event with them, and we've been working on it full force ever since.
In the sense of what you guys are doing to raise awareness, because, looking at some of the notes that you sent over my way, it might come as a shock to people that pediatric cancer is the number one killer of disease killer in children in the U.S. And a lot of people might not realize that. I guess if you're not in it, and if you don't know anybody, you don't really think about that. And that's understandable. That's human nature. But what you guys are doing, you're looking to raise $10,000 or even more before and during the event. And, the Cookies for Cancer efforts since 2008 has been helping do more research and helping out with different clinical trials.
Yes. The way it works is, the federal government every year will carve out some monies for cancer research as a whole. The last 2 years, with the budget being so tight, they've been giving approximately $5.2 billion to the National Cancer Institute in Maryland to fund different cancer research projects. about $750 million goes directly to clinical trials, and then they start divvying up the rest between various cancer research projects that are going on. We don't understand fully exactly how they come about this, but we have a general idea that of how they do. They give about $600 million to breast cancer, approximately the same to lung and colon cancer, prostate cancer, leukemia, the blood cancers. And they get the majority of the $5.2 million that the government gives. The rest of the cancers, pediatric cancer itself, kidney cancer, brain cancer, etc., all the other cancers that are considered rare cancers. And the reason why they say that is because the other cancers seem to have a larger amount of cases that are reported in a year, as well as deaths associated to those cancers within a year. So that's the way we understand the breakdown and why the National Cancer Institute does that. So when the rare cancers come up, you know, they rely on public funding more so than the National Cancer Institute with the monies that are given to them by the federal government. Pediatric cancer itself gets about 3 cents on that dollar of that $2 billion. I'm sorry. So it's practically nothing, which tells you that, you know, okay, they've got to go outside. They've got to, you know, find ways to make money to help these different rare cancers in their research for treatments. So that's what we understand today in terms of, you know, how they divvy up the federal government's money.
I was taking a look at the site, and people, if you want to help out and just donate money, whether you are going to be able to participate in the golf tournament, you can go to cookiesforkidscancer.org/fundraiser/LVWGC golf tournament. Not only can people donate money, but they also buy, you know, cookies to send up their friends and family members, and all of the proceeds goes to cancer research, which is great. There's nothing else, you know, shipping or anything. All of the proceeds of that money goes to cancer research for kids. So I think it's a genius idea, because not only are you helping benefit an organization looking to do more research on beating kids' cancer, but you're also giving something to someone, and you're also raising awareness for that by sending these cookies out to them. So talk a little bit about, like, why you guys, you know, kind of went with Cookies for Cancer.
Totally my decision. Once the board has said they just wanted to do something for children in any way or any form, my awareness of this particular charity and what they've done up until this point in the last 10 years of their existence, it to me is second to none. The fact that they're working with a medical oncology board of pediatric cancer oncologists from 7 of the largest research hospitals in the country to help fund the various projects that they're putting on the plate these days to help these children with better treatments than they've had in the past. If a child, you know, was able to survive somewhat with a treatment that they were getting, because they were getting actually adult-type dosages of different types of medicines, they were developing long-term effects, including secondary cancers and organ failures. That's where they're trying to get to today, to improve these treatments and make them, you know, safer and more effective for these children. So the decision was totally mine in making the choice of Cookies for Kids Cancer. It was not a hard sell. Once I presented it to the board and to the rest of the membership of the golf club, utilizing some of their own videos that are you can find online or YouTube, that's where we went, and that's how we got here.
Appreciate you doing that. Of course, I'm sitting with Brian McKenna doing the Leisure Village West Golf and Social Club tournament on August 27th to raise funds for Cookies for Kids Cancer, the nonprofit organization. You're a father, and being part of this organization, looking to help raise money for it, helping out other parents so they don't have to feel this way about, you know, having their kid battle through cancer. As a father, have you talked to anybody dealing with their kids going through cancer?
Yes, we actually have one member of our club who lost a granddaughter at the age of 2 to pediatric cancer. As a parent, you know, I can understand where he's coming from, you know. You're not supposed to bury your children,
yeah,
or grandchildren before you. You know, and I can relate a lot because I myself have stage 4 cancer.
So
you know, I have stage 4 kidney cancer, and that is also considered one of the rare cancers out there. And, you know, we need to do fundraising for that as well. But, you know, as a dad, you know, like I said before, you know, when we found out about this little boy, Liam, who's the son of the two people that founded this organization, to have 3 healthy children like we did, and to be able to go and, you know, understand what a parent is going through and the trials and tribulations of dealing with what cancer is and how it, you know, impacts anybody's life, not only the patient, but the caregivers. It's a very tough situation. Cancer is a life-threatening disease. You know, and you keep waiting for that magic pill to come out one of these days where they, you know, will say, hey, just take this and your worries will go away. But, you know, again, just going back as a parent, you know, you're not supposed to be able to, you know, bury your own children or your own grandchildren before you.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking to be in that situation.
Yeah, to have to go through that, to have to worry about the child's pain and all that. And I'm sorry to hear that you are going through cancer as well. And so, you know, you are fighting the good fight, not just for kids, but for yourself as well. You want to look at organizations that are doing whatever they possibly can. And the 100%, I think, and I know I keep on stressing that, but that is huge, where total percentage is going there. There's nothing being taken out and all that. With you battling cancer, you're seeing it, you know, you're on the front lines of that. Talk a little bit about what your experience has been. You know, I lost my mom. I lost my mother-in-law to cancer. And it's just, you know, it's that void of, like, missing them. But talk about your fight, and talk about, like, how you're going this day by day, because, you know, not only are you worrying about yourself, but you're also, like you said, you're hosting this golf tournament and you're taking people's needs before yours, even though you're fighting cancer. Talk a little about how it has affected you and how you perceive life in general.
I'm just the type of person that puts everybody before me. So, you know, I have two granddaughters, and I can't imagine my son and daughter-in-law or my daughter, who are the parents, having to deal with an issue, life and death issue, you know, with their children or with me. And, you know, it's very hard to put it kind of in perspective. You know, I know that this particular cancer will at some point catch up to me and possibly be the one thing to take my life. You always put your children first. You put your spouse first. You try to make sure that everyone is going to be able to take care of themselves. Should you not be around, you know, put them in the best position that you can. Try not to think about cancer. I try to take every day as I thank God that you know, I woke up that day and I'm able to do the things I enjoy to do. I put it sort of on the back burner in my mind, but I have to be honest, there's times when I'm in, you know, if I'm by myself, you know, I may find myself in an emotional state.
Yeah.
But, you know, I try not to let that be seen by anybody else. The cards are dealt that way for me, and I accept it. I'll do the best I can to, you know, move on with it, with my life, make everything as normal as possible for the family, for my wife.
Well, Brian, you know, I appreciate, first of all, and the selflessness that you're showing by making sure that you're taking care of this great cause and trying to raise money for pediatric cancer. Again, it's cookiesforkidscancer.org/fundraiser/LVWGC golf tournament. Not only are you doing that, but you're dealing with cancer on yourself. You know, we're gonna be saying prayers for you, and again, to see what you're doing, taking care of others, it speaks a lot about your character. And again, I thank you for sharing your story and talking about this great cause you're doing, but also how, you know, cancer has affected you. But again, you know, you're a strong person, and again, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me, sir.
Thank you, Art. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to artoffatherhood.net.